News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dublin City Council is proposing to remove the exemption on development levies that applies to social, affordable and cost rental homes. Lindsay Anderson is with us. She's Housing Policy Specialist for the Irish Council for Social Housing. Before we get to the removal of these exemptions, what are they and how do they currently function?
So they currently function as a planning gain. The concept of them really is that a private developer building out homes will gain a benefit from the planning that they incur on the site, and in that sense, then they get an uplift on the land value. So there's a fee then attached to that. There's a development levy attached to that. So for-profit housing, have a development levy attached to it.
So sorry, and what triggers that levy?
The planning permission.
So as soon as you get planning permission granted, you owe money?
Yeah.
That doesn't then apply for social housing?
No. So for social housing, for approved housing bodies, we're non-profit organisations and therefore we don't incur a land value uplift. And so therefore a development levy on our properties and on our homes would not be appropriate.
Now explain that. How does the land value not increase if it's been granted planning permission because you're for social housing?
Because we're for social housing and in this case, it's affordable housing. So cost rental is an affordable rental option. But for this case, we don't sell our homes. So we have those homes available for rent. So there is no value uplift in that.
Although presumably the underlying asset value does increase because you won't necessarily hold that asset in perpetuity, will you?
Well, we do hold them in perpetuity. And so for cost rental, for example, they're designated cost rental properties for over 50 years. So, that's where it rests.
So the City Council is now proposing that they would unwind this and that henceforth you would have to pay those levies.
Yes, exactly. And on top of that, they want to increase the levies. So we very much empathise with Dublin City Council's predicament. We understand that their income on the development levies have reduced and we appreciate that. But their means by which now they want to increase that revenue from development levies is just simply not appropriate for this housing. So as it stands, Dublin City Council's development levy policy excludes or exempts cost rental housing. It exempts social housing from the local authority and from the approved housing bodies. And that, in our opinion, is an appropriate policy. It stacks up very heavily and consistently with the National Housing Plan to increase housing supply. The whole crux of all of this is that our members want to increase the supply of affordable homes for people who need them. Anything that incurs an additional cost and that really jeopardises that delivery.
Give us a sense of what the additional cost would be. I mean, for an individual unit, for somebody renting one of the houses, what if the cost gets passed on, how much is it?
Well, it's very much dependent on the development itself. But one example that we have from one of our approved housing body members is that on a scheme of 60 cost rental housing, a development levy cost on that scheme would culminate in about a 780,000 increase in cost.
For the total scheme?
For the total scheme, yeah. So then it would all depend then on how the rent is calculated against income for tenants after that. But it would make that scheme unviable for delivery.
Why?
Because it's too high. The cost is too high. We couldn't afford to deliver on that and still meet the requirements of cost rental housing. So some of the requirements of cost rental housing, cost rental housing is exactly as it says on the tin. So the cost of delivering those homes plus the management and maintenance of those homes is then directly what's used to calculate the subsequent rent that's charged on those homes. But we have to achieve some very definitive benchmarks there. We have to achieve at least a 25% market discount on those homes. Essentially, what it means is that the higher the cost of providing it, either it makes the scheme unviable financially or it will increase the cost of the rent charge on the tenant to such a degree that it would make it really untenable.
And lastly, that €750,000 that would normally, or that if it is brought in, accrues to the City Council, that then has to be made up, I assume, by other people's taxes somewhere to fund the council.
I would assume so, yeah.
Lindsay, thank you very much. That is Lindsay Anderson, Housing Policy Specialist with the Irish Council for Social Housing. 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.